Este verano, hazte un Summer in Pads, un curso intensivo con clases concentradísimas y muy, muy refrescantes. Summer in Pads. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupobaugan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupobaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Con Let's Cook te va a quedar un inglés rico, rico. Ya tienes Let's Cook en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com. Consíguelo antes de que se enfríe.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I already have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Listening to The Salad. Now then, salad listeners. Yes, that's right. What do we have for you today? What's on the show? Well, of course, we have Salad News Bits news from around the world. Because, you know, we like to keep an eye out and find out what's been going on all over the world. Because, you know, many interesting things are going on. We don't always, you know, find out what's been happening unless we're lucky enough to see it or hear it on the news. So yes, where will we go today? Well, stay tuned. In 30 seconds, you shall find out. Now then, salad listeners, let's have a question, shall we? An example, a conundrum. Here we go. So I rode my bike here, which I do most days. So I need to, I need to pump. Let's have a look. Blank my tires. Okay. Now, there we go. I need to pump blank my tires. What do you think, salad listeners? Well, let me just confirm that. So I need to pump blank my tires. Now, does anyone know what that means? What's a pump? Una bomba. That's right. So you can, you know, you can, it could be a water pump, an air pump in this case for tires. So I need to pump blank my tires. That's the our conundrum for today. The answer will be revealed at the end of the program. So yes, we have Salad News Bits, of course. We also have, I believe, we have What a Mistake on the program. That's right. So yes, we'll be looking at a classic mistake made by non-native speakers and correcting it. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our first headline. Are you ready? Here it is. Watched chimps change their hunting habits. That's right. Watched chimps change their hunting habits. So what does that mean, watch? Well, the verb to watch can be ver, to watch the TV. I'm watching the match, viendo el partido, to watch. But it's also vigilar. So, chimpanzees. Chimps are chimpanzees. That's right. Chimpanzees, no, you say. So if they're watched, they're observed. So we could say observed chimps change their hunting habits. Now, we all know to hunt, cazar. So they changed their hunting habits. Interesting. So there's a headline one more time. Watch chimps changed their hunting habits. We're going over live to Uganda. Now, let me see. Who do we have? Well, we have Simon Hallow, our European correspondent. Now we've sent him down to Africa, to Uganda for a change. So let's see. Yes, Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, that's right, Dave. I can hear you. So I'm here in Uganda, and chimpanzees in Uganda may have changed their hunting strategy in response to being watched by scientists. So while studying the animals, researchers documented very different hunting habits of two closely neighboring chimp tribes.
So tribes, tribus. So chimps, chimpanzees, chimps also have tribes. So that's interesting. So these chimpanzees, they're being observed or being watched. And they've changed their hunting strategy in response to being watched by scientists. Well, that's pretty interesting. So there's a lot we don't know about chimps, and they're very smart. Please tell us more.
Right. Well, Sonso chimps hunt in small groups for colobus monkeys, while those from the Walbira troop, they hunt solo and catch whatever they can get their hands on. So the findings show how sensitive chimp society is to human presence.
I see. So there are two different groups of chimps. Now, so the Sonso chimps in this tribe, they hunt for colobus monkeys. And the Walbira tribe, they will catch and hunt anything. So the behavior is different in these two tribes, tribus. But why is the behavior different? So we think their hunting style has been changed because they're being observed or being watched by scientists. Please go on.
Yes, that's right. So biologists who have followed and studied these animals for years think that work may have disturbed the group hunting that seems key to chasing and catching colobus monkeys. So I spoke to the lead researcher from the University of St. Andrews, who said the Walbira group, well, the behavior might have changed to a more opportunistic strategy because those chimps were very much less used to the presence of human scientists.
Wow, so the ones who are being watched, they were just hunting for the colobus monkeys. And the other group that, you know, were less used to being watched, menos acostumbrados, less used to being watched, they had a more opportunistic strategy. That's interesting. So the human presence changes behavior.
Yes, that's right. So, well, I was speaking, you know, to some of the scientists involved, and, you know, they said that the Sonso and Walbira chimps shared territorial borders, so they live very close to each other. And, well, you know, they would expect their food sources and prey to be the same because they actually live very close to each other. And but that's not the case. You know, they have different prey and different hunting strategies.
Now, that's amazing. So the human behavior and the human presence has meant that they've changed their strategies. Well, chimps are very, very intelligent and very smart, as we know.
Yes, that's right, Dave. They certainly are. And this is something new we're learning about chimps, you see. So, one of the leading scientists involved said the main thing that's different about them right now is how used to having humans follow them around the forest they are, you see. So they're very used to that indeed. And so for the Sonso, most of the current generation of adults were born with us humans being there. So they're really incredibly relaxed about our presence. However, for the Walbira, which is the other tribe, some of the young ones have started to grow up and become very comfortable with us. But some of the adults would be, let's say, 30 to 40 years old when we started. And 5 years of us following them around is a fraction of their lifetime. So, you know, it just takes time with chimpanzees, really. You know, so it's very interesting indeed, you know. So at other sites where researchers had begun a similar habitation and close observation of wild chimp groups, a similar pattern has emerged.
So a similar pattern has emerged. And what is that pattern?
Well, they hunt for lots of different species. Then later they seem to switch and settle in to hunting colobus monkeys. So, you know, key to this could be the natural tendency of chimpanzees' groups to be territorial and wary or untrusting of newcomers. So the lead scientist said, I think that makes it that much harder for them to accept our presence of being, you know, part of their lives. So, you know, it's very interesting. So long-term research with wild chimpanzees brings real conservation benefits. You know, but we have to remember that our presence can also affect their behavior. So very interesting indeed. So watch chimps change their hunting habits. So here from Uganda, you know, surrounded by wild animals, back to the studio, Dave.
Wow. There you go. So surrounded by wild animals. Thanks very much, Simon Hallow, our European correspondent. We sent him down to Africa too, which is interesting for him, you know, to send him further afield. Yes, so watched chimps, observed chimps change their habits once they get used to to human presence. Incredible. You heard it here on Salad News Bits.
Has sacado muy buena nota y eso te asegura entrar en la carrera que querías. Pero oye, escúchame, ¿qué te iba a decir? ¿Y el inglés? Luego lo vas a lamentar. No es que no tengas oportunidades, porque en Vaughan siempre encontraremos una solución para ti. ¿Pero de verdad vas a dejar pasarlo? Quiero presentarte el EMIP, o Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, un innovador programa de alto rendimiento para aprender inglés con nuestro exigente método de eficacia demostrada. ¿Por qué elegirnos? Porque llevamos más de 40 años formando a la mayor parte de los directivos de las mejores empresas de este país. Porque contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Y en el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan, solo imparten clase los mejores profesores. Si deseas más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
Apúntate a los cursos intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Descubre la eficacia de un método que te reta y te sorprende y con el que sí es posible mejorar tu inglés en poco tiempo. Eso sí, tendrás que esforzarte. Entra en grupovaughan.com. ¿Do you Vaughan?
Puede que se olvide de tu nombre.
Jacqueline, Raluca and... and Patri. And Patri.
Puede que en ocasiones tenga dudas.
Nadie sabe por qué ella se fue. Nobody knows why she left.
Puede que le guste hablar del tiempo que va a hacer.
Todo el mundo piensa que va a nevar. Febrero es un mes frío.
Pero todas estas cuestiones tienen un porqué. Y es que todos, junto con sus alumnos, seamos capaces de desenvolvernos poco a poco, paso a paso, con el inglés.
With such amazing students as yourselves, with me here on the show.
Suerte tenemos nosotros de tenerte cada tarde a las 16 horas aquí en Vaughan Radio. English O'Clock con Julia.
What a mistake!
Oh.
again. Yes, welcome to What a Mistake. As you know, the part of the program where we take a classic mistake, a terrible mistake made by non-native speakers. We identify it, first of all, then we practice with it to make sure we never make it again. This is the idea here. So, I know you're very eager to know, you're keen, you're anxious to know what the mistake is. And it's the terrible, the 30%. That's right, the 30% of... Now, we wouldn't say that, would we? We would say 30%, you know, of Brits. That's right. 30, not the 30% of sales comes from just 30% without the. Okay, when we're talking about percentages, okay? So we don't need the article there, the. Just 89%, 30%, okay? So I can say 30% of Spanish people, etc., etc., okay? 73% of our sales came from one particular distribution channel, but not the. Is that clear? We don't use the article the in this case, okay? So it's the terrible, the horrible, the 30%. We just say 30%. That's all. What a mistake. Now then, salad listeners. Is that clear? Okay. Because I know my students ought to do it as well. You know, a lot of work for big companies and the 20%, just 20%. Okay. No article there at all. So we've identified the mistake. Okay. So now let's practice with it. This is the interactive part of the program. Okay. So interact with us here. Translate this into perfect English without using the article the in this case. Okay. Here we go. You ready? El 89% de las cervezas que bebemos en casa son europeas. 39% of the beers we drink at home are European. That's right. Okay, so 89%, not the 89%. No, no, no. 89% of the beers we drink at home are European. That's right. Is that clear, shallow listeners? So 89% of the beers, not the 89%, no. So we want to eradicate that mistake, okay? So let's try another one here, okay? We're not going to use the article the in this case. Here we go. El 70% de nuestro cuerpo está compuesto por agua. Now, one thing here, on a separate note, estar compuesto por, we say in English to be, well... You could say, in this case, to be made up of, I would say. To be made up of. So you want to say, mi equipo está compuesto por 55 personas. My team is made up of 55 people. So here we go. 70% de nuestro cuerpo está compuesto por agua. 70% of our body is made up of water. That's right. The 70% of our body, oh no! 70% of our body, oh yes! Okay, well done, salad listeners. So we're eradicating a classic common mistake, and we're not going to make this again, because now we know about it, we've identified it. So it's really important to identify something, okay? In this case, we've identified a mistake, so we're not going to make it again. So this is the interactive part of the program. Interact with us here. Translate this into perfect English. Here we go. Me conformo con el 20% de las ganancias. Now, me conformo. O estoy contento. Estoy feliz. I would say, estoy feliz con el 20% de las ganancias. I'm happy with 20% of the profits, ganancias, beneficios, okay? So, I'm happy with the 20% of the profits. Nope. I'm happy with 20% of the profits. That's the one! Now then, I think it's pretty clear now. We're not going to use the article the. I would say it's crystal clear. Yeah, is it crystal clear or clearish? More or less clear. I think it's crystal clear. Here we go. So it's a question here, in case my intonation's not right. ¿Solo el 44% de los niños ve la tele antes de irse a la cama? So, thinking, how do I start this question? So the verb is to watch. So we're going to need an auxiliary verb. So, do only. You try it. ¿Solo el 44% de los niños ve la tele antes de irse a la cama? So, do only 44% of kids watch TV before going to bed. So that's quite complicated, I would say. Obviously, we have the mistake of the, which we're not going to use. But building that question is quite tricky. So, do only 44% of kids watch TV before going to bed? That's right. So, 44%, but not the 44%. That's right. Okay, salad listeners. Now we're kind of halfway there. Maybe not nearly halfway. Translate it into perfect English without the. So here we go. Solo están hechas con mantequilla el 40% de las galletas. It's not a question this time. Okay. So it's easier. I'm making it easy for you. So, only 40% of cookies are made with butter. I mean, if we're talking specifically, it could be the cookies, if we're saying, you know, in this company or whatever. But anyway, only 44% of cookies are made with butter. That's right. So we're not going to say only the 44%, but only 44% of cookies are made with butter. That's right, salad listeners. Let's try another one. Here we go. Are you ready? Are you feeling confident here? Okay, let's try it. So we're halfway, so let's keep going. El 65% de la gente no sabía a quién votar. Wow. So, 65... Well, just one thing I'd like to make before we translate this. We say to vote for in English. Votas para alguien. You vote for someone in English. So el 65% de la gente no sabía a quién votar. So 65% of people didn't know who to vote for. Again, that's a little bit tricky, I would say. So remember, it's not the 65%, just 65%. So 65% of people didn't know who to vote for. Okay, salad listeners. So it's what a mistake. It's the terrible, the horrible, the 30%, the 65%. We just say 65%. What a mistake! Now then, here we go. So interact with us here. Translate this into perfect English. Queremos comprar el 50% de la empresa. Easy, yeah? I think so. So we want to buy 50% of the company. Not the 50%. Oh no. Just 50%. Oh yeah. So we want to buy 50% of the company. Excellent. So this is taking shape here. We've identified the mistake. We've practiced with it. We know about it. We know we're not going to use it. So let's just finish off. Put the finishing touches. Okay? Los toques finales, we can say. Finishing touches. Put the cherry on the cake. Now then, there are three more left. El 55% de los alumnos no había estudiado en absoluto. What do you think? So, well, we know we're not going to start with the, which is going to come straight in with a percentage here. So, 55% of the students hadn't studied at all, in absoluto, at all. So, 55% of the students hadn't studied at all. Okay? Excellent. So not the 55%, just 55% of the students. And also, in absoluto, at all. Why make it a double negative? They hadn't studied at all. Excellent stuff. So we have two more left. Here we go. You ready? Paso alrededor del 5% de mi tiempo esperando a que algo ocurra. Pasar tiempo. What do you think? Gastar tiempo. You can spend time. In Spanish, you only waste malgastar. In English, you can gastar tiempo also. So, I spend about 5% of my time waiting for something to happen. Okay? Is that clear? I spend about 5% of my time waiting for something to happen. Not the 5%, of course, just 5%. Okay, very good. We have one example left here. Queda uno. We have one left. Here we go. So make it clear. Finish it off here, okay? Go out on a high, note. El 60% de las plumas de mi pavo real son rosas. Well, first of all, pavo real, how can we say that? Peacock, we say. Because cock is gallo. A peacock, pavo real. So, el 60% de las plumas de mi pavo real son rosas. We know it's peacock here. So, 60% of my peacock's feathers are pink. Not the 60%, just 60% of my peacock's feathers are pink. That's right, what a mistake! Now then, is that clear, salad listeners? So let's just recap here, okay? We've seen 89% of the beers we drink at home are European. 70% of our body is made up of water. I'm happy with 20% of the profits. Do only 44% of kids watch TV before going to bed? Only 40% of the cookies are made with butter. 65% of people didn't know who to vote for. So to vote for, remember, we want to buy 50% of the company. 55% of the students hadn't studied at all. I spend about 5% of my time waiting for something to happen. And finally, 60% of my peacock's feathers are pink. That's right, salad listeners. This has been the terrible, the horrible, the 30%. Now you know we only say 30%. What a mistake. Now, salad listeners, just to finish off, here's the answer to our conundrum. That's right, our test example, which was, I need to pump blank my tires. So the tires are las ruedas, your tires. Literally, los neumáticos literally are the tires. So to pump up, inflar, I need to pump up my tires because they grow in size when you pump them up. So the answer was, I need to pump up my tires, and over 87% got it right. So congratulations. So that's all for today. We'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.